And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. 72-year-old Steve Wolf is a local physician and has the utmost respect for his parents. They were Jews who narrowly escaped from Germany in the late 1930s, only to face more hardships upon arriving in the United States. At StoryCorps Atlanta, he briefly tells a colleague about how everything changed for his parents after what is known as the Kristallnacht, or Night of Broken Glass, where thousands of Jewish-owned establishments, homes, and synagogues were ransacked, vandalized, destroyed, or burned. It took place on November 8th and 9th, 78 years ago.
It was the beginning of the securing and deportation of Jews. My mother, sensing this was happening, sent my father to America. The man spoke no English, on the pretext of selling wines, exporting wines to the United States. And while he was away, she sold everything they owned. She was 26 at the time. Upon returning, my father was outraged that my mother would dare do this because he was German first and the Jew second. They would never do anything so harsh. And she said, "Why don't you get what your clients owe you?" My father was very trusting of his clients to whom he delivered wines. And in the process of doing this, the reality that those people who were collaborating in some capacity with Jews no longer owed them anything, if in fact there were debts, beat up my father, who wound up with a ruptured kidney. And whatever residual monies my parents had to escape from Germany were spent in getting an ambulance to take my parents to Bremen, Germany, where they subsequently were able to board a boat and make their way to the United States. Many years later, they settled in Chicago. My mother would cook and bake food, put it in an icebox window across the street and make sandwiches for people going to work during the war years. My father sold chocolate. Chocolate was a rare commodity in a car that the company rented to him when he was not on bed rest because there was no antihypertension medication at the time, and he required a lot of bed rest and a lot of fluids. They were not expecting to have a child and kind of given up on that, and I was born. And subsequent to that, my father had a fairly massive cerebral hemorrhage when I was three and passed away. And my mother tried to do the best that she could to raise me and try to make a living for us. And from that, she worked as a waitress at night, took people into our apartment building to take care of me at night in return for free rental for a room while she worked. And she would occasionally bring me home some residual leftover food that they gave her to take home. And there were times, quite frankly, where we didn't have enough money to be fed. But at the same time, the clientele who would go to this, I think it was a delicatessen in which she worked, were starting to teach her this concept of the stock market. And she would start to take her earnings and invest in the stock market and learn more and more about it. This is a woman with no education and became proficient enough to become literally self-sustaining for the rest of her life, which lasted from that point on another 60 years.
She was really an amazing woman.
Indeed, yeah.
That was Steve Wolf talking with his colleague Sarah Blanton about his parents, Hugo and Hattie Wolf. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. If you've got a story with a friend or a loved one that you'd like to share, why not book some time of your own in the StoryCorps booth? To learn more, please visit wabe.org/StoryCorps.